You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The California legislature has been in session for a couple weeks now, and dozens of new lawmakers in the State Assembly and Senate have been finding their footing. We've been taking the first weeks of the year here on Insight to get to know some of the fresh faces that are representing and serving our region. Today, we are heading down to the San Joaquin Valley to meet their newest representative, Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom from District 13, which includes Stockton, Tracy, as well as the new city of Mountain House. We had a segment about that on Insight last year. A Democrat, she's a former Tracy City Council member and was the chief of staff to Central Valley Congressman Josh Harder. Assemblymember Ransom joins us now to talk about her journey to the state capitol, as well as her priorities for her first year in office. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, since you are a fresh face at the state capitol, tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to the Central Valley.
Awesome. Well, I'm honored to serve the Central Valley. I've been in session with the legislature since January 6th. I grew up serving the community. My grandmother was a missionary, which means that if you were, you know, traveling with the grandmother, that you're working in the community. From then, I went on to move to the Central Valley from the Bay Area about 25 years ago, my husband and I. And I've been engaged in, you know, whether it's boards or organizations, the Planning Commission, the City Council, United Way, you name it, just making sure that we're serving in the community. And here I am now in the state legislature.
What got you interested in public service and running for office?
You know, it didn't start off as being interested in running for office. It always started off as being able to, you know, be engaged in the community work. I ran a nonprofit that provided mental health and mentorship to public schools. And just engaged in the community. People are always tapping you. And I remember it was about 15 years ago, someone said, you should run for the assembly. And I laughed about it. And then eventually there was a need in my community. And I ran for city council when I saw homelessness was growing. And so from there, you know, we just continue to stay engaged, and you run because not because you want to. Sometimes it's because you need to make sure that there's a seat at the table and that you're getting things done.
You mentioned that you moved from the Bay Area to the Central Valley 25 years ago.
Yes.
And you were a city council member for the city of Tracy, which is now in the district that you are serving as a state assembly member. How have you seen your district grow and change and evolve in the last 25 years?
A lot has changed. A lot of folks come to the Central Valley from, you know, places like the Bay Area for housing affordability. Well, now those houses that we purchased 25 years ago are no longer affordable housing, right? We've just seen those communities grow. We see a lot of need. Homelessness used to be something that you saw like in San Francisco. Now we're seeing homelessness growing in communities like Tracy that, you know, you never saw it. When I first moved there, I never saw a homeless person. I think I saw my first, you know, person like literally sleeping on the street around 2012. And then by 2016, it was more common. So a lot of problems that we did not see in the Central Valley are now just really regular, common, everyday scenarios that mostly urban communities used to deal with.
Mm. How are you going to take that experience and the unique circumstances in your district? Because homelessness is a statewide issue.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to take those experiences to craft legislation and policies that will hopefully curb a crisis that has been relentless for decades and only skyrocketed in the last decade?
So I think the beauty of where I am is I've had a lot of hands-on experience. And what I've learned is what I've learned growing up, which is that many hands make light work. The collaboration is how you get things done. There was a lot of resistance in my community to working on the issue of homelessness. And there's even a lot of resistance now. And there's, you know, a lot of questions about, well, is it a mental illness? Is it a substance use issue? Is it a lack of housing? You know, and quite honestly, all of those things can be true at the same time. And that's what we're seeing. I feel that the San Joaquin Valley and San Joaquin County is very indicative of what's happening throughout our state. People are concerned with the cost of living and the cost of doing business. That is getting out of control. And we're feeling that in our district. And so is everyone else in our state. When we look at housing and homelessness, like I said, originally, you can come to the Central Valley and you can afford to live. Now the people in the Central Valley are being pushed out. And so we need to rein things in so that people like my three adult kids who grew up in California, have been here their entire lives can continue to live in California. We have to make this place sustainable. And I think right now there's like a really loud alarm that all of the legislators are hearing that people are demanding that we do something about the cost. So it's not just an isolated issue anymore. These are the issues that we're feeling across the state.
You're talking about a dynamic where you have constituents that live in your district, obviously, but then they commute to the Bay Area.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
Bought homes in your district because it was more affordable. Does that challenge how you serve your constituents because they're not necessarily working and living
yes.
in the district that you represent?
It definitely is a challenge because, first of all, it's a quality of life issue. I have constituents that heard you on the radio when they were in the commute and they said, hey, you're going to be on the radio. People are spending way too much time from the Central Valley traveling to their jobs. It's a quality of life issue. We need to make sure that we are creating more local jobs. One of the things that I'm proud of is being able to come into this position and looking at the Valley Link project, which is actually a transportation project that is doable. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but
Please explain it. Yeah, or elaborate.
Valley Link is a commuter train project that connects people in the Central Valley to BART. So originally there was a plan to connect Livermore, you know, a BART station in Livermore. Well, they gave up on that plan. They started the Valley Link. The state authorized it and they planted the seed money that was BART money. The first phase of this is a $2 billion project. They've already raised like $900 million, and it's almost a shovel-ready project that would help have a stop in Mountain House, a stop in Tracy, a stop in Lathrop, and get over 100,000 folks out of their cars and connected to their jobs. But we also need to do a better job of putting some local jobs here where people are sleeping. It's definitely an imbalance.
You mentioned Mountain House, and I touched upon it when introducing you. It's California's newest city, and it borders on your district.
Yes.
I guess that seems like something new or pretty unique for you as a state lawmaker to have the state's newest city in your district. How do you work with this new city? Do you help them in some way to help kind of, you know, get some momentum and get on their feet?
Absolutely. Mountain House is very close to the city that I live in my district. So my district is Mountain House, Tracy, Stockton, and then the unincorporated area of French Camp. So Mountain House is literally neighbors. We're losing, you know, they grocery shop in Tracy. We're losing their economic input to the city of Tracy. But we definitely do support them. You know, they have a lot of folks in their community. They need the ability to apply for grants that you cannot get when you are a community services district. They did not qualify for, you know, opportunities that they can get as a city. We want to be able to support them. They have really great leadership. A couple of their mayor and one of their board members have been there since the inception of Mountain House. Very smart people. And I think the entire county is rooting for them. I'm definitely rooting for them as their state legislator. I've been talking to them about things like the Valley Link. They have different projects they want to talk to me about. And we're showing them the ropes on what it means to be a city and how you can access things.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with California Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who represents District 13 in San Joaquin County. The first bill that you filed in the state assembly would require greater transparency from the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission. Now, that's the regulatory body that recently, last year, approved 6 rate hikes for PG&E last year. A lot of your constituents, if not all, are PG&E customers.
Yes.
And this is at a time when customers are already seeing high energy bills. It's just going up. I bring this up because your former boss, Representative Josh Harder, we've had him on the show, and he's criticized PG&E and these rate hikes, and we talked about what if could be done at the federal level.
Yes.
Did that inspire you to make this your first bill that you filed as a state lawmaker?
It definitely went into it. I was inspired by my PG&E bill. I was inspired by hearing from folks who just don't understand the rate hikes, the number of rate hikes that we see without any explanation. We need transparency and we need accountability. And that is why I think it's really important that we reform, for a better word, lack of a better word, the PUC, to make sure that it is accountable to whether it's the legislators, but definitely to the people who depend on our utilities. It's not PG&E is not the only utility, right? All of our public utilities have to go before the PUC. They're making decisions. And if you just increase their rate, we need to know why that you're doing it again. We're not getting answers like that. And it's important that PUC is accountable and that we're getting that information. So that's what helps when we're talking about the cost of living and the cost of doing business. And we have folks that are raising our bills without even talking to us about those things. We really we need answers because the cost of living is out of control.
As the bill's language stands today, what would it do if it becomes a law?
So as it stands today, we just submitted the language. Really what it would do is it would require transparency before, not after the rate was raised. So the language is still in development. It's important that we're being thoughtful. So we have co-authors coming on. And I believe the deadline, I'm new here, but I believe the deadline is February 24th, where the language will be completely public. But the minimum that we're asking is for transparency and accountability. If a rate hike is truly necessary, you should be able to tell the legislators why, and that's the bare minimum that we're asking for. And then from there, we'll go to see, you know, what we need to do to rein in the costs.
Within the state capitol, and lawmakers like yourself are committees, and you are the chair of the Emergency Management Committee in the Assembly.
Yes, ma'am.
Top of mind comes the wildfires that yes. are tearing through Los Angeles and Ventura counties. How are these recent, pressing, happening at the moment, natural disasters shaping how you lead this committee?
Well, we jumped right into action. So first day of session was January 6th. On January 8th, I got a call at 6:12. That was going to be the first day of our committee meeting, just coming together. But we really needed to jump right into action. Fortunately, you know, we have a great team. And fortunately, we know what it means to serve a community in a disaster. So the first thing we did is made sure that our legislators had the tools that they need to be able to assist their constituents in Los Angeles. I don't have to be in Los Angeles to feel that pain. But we want to make sure that our legislators can respond. They have district offices that need to engage their constituents, and then they need to be connected to resources, whether it's FEMA, and we need to make sure that we were supporting the folks on the ground that are fighting the fires. I went there this past weekend to Altadena to see firsthand, and I can tell you it's something that we've never seen in California. And so this committee is really important. Time for us to make sure that the legislation that we're coming up with really matches the moment, and that we're thoughtful about how we recover from this, because we've had wildfires in California, but this is a lot different. It's a lot bigger. This committee has really been coming together with our legislators. The speaker has been wonderful. The governor's been, you know, very rapid response, and everyone's saying that we're going to meet the moment for our constituents to make sure that they recover quickly. And what I've asked is that we really look at this with urgency and compassion, because that's what people need right now. They don't need our politics. They don't need any divisive rhetoric. What they need is people really focusing on getting them, you know, back into housing, a plan to rebuild their communities quickly.
Finally, when you became assembly member, you became the first Black person to serve in the state legislature for San Joaquin County. Is this just a headline or a label to you, or does this have deeper significance?
I think it's significant to me as an individual. At the end of the day, I don't think people care that they voted, you know, that I'm the first Black woman, you know, in San Joaquin County or the Central Valley for that matter. I think they care that I'm prepared to lead, prepared to deliver on the things that they care about. You know, it's just it's a moment of, I guess, pride for Black women, for my community, for me personally, because I've worked really hard to qualify for this position. But I think it's just kind of a bonus, if you will.
Assemblymember Ransom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully the first of many conversations here on Insight. Rhodesia Ransom is the new assembly member for District 13 in San Joaquin County. Still ahead, music performances. They are making their return to Insight. We are going to welcome the usual culprits ahead of their upcoming performance in Yolo County, and it is all for a good cause. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.